Visiting today with the U.S. Grains Council President and CEO, Ryan LeGrand. Oklahoma boy, always good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to see you, Casey.
Well, I tell you what, you've been doing some really good work. You know, we've got some really exciting, fun things happening at the Grain Council. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, exports are really going really well. We're coming off a record year last year for grain in all forms, export record of all time. We've never exported more corn than we did last year. It's 69, almost 70 million tons. Sorghum is through the roof as well. It's just been a really good year, and we're off to a great start for this current year as well.
Well, I know Japan and China are doing really good in grain exports, but I was wondering, you know, they're still taking COVID lockdowns very, very seriously there. So is that affecting our trade relations or exports?
You know, surprisingly, it hasn't.
Good.
China has been in for 4 million tons of corn over the last month, split evenly between this crop year and next. But there's a need. There's a real demand that still exists despite all these COVID lockdowns. And thankfully, luckily, on the bulk grain shipping side, we've not been affected too badly.
That's good news. Well, with a full-time presence in 28 locations, you guys are basically going everywhere and talking all the time.
That's right. We like to say we never turn the lights off on U.S. grain promotion. We are working around the clock every single day to promote the grain that U.S. farmers produce, the distillers' grains that agribusiness produce, and the ethanol as well.
What would you say the biggest priorities for you guys right now are?
Expanding into new markets. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to continue to keep growing. We have to push the excess supply outside of our borders. When you figure that 97% of the world's population lives outside of our borders, that's where our growth is going to come, and that's where we're focused.
And what are some of the biggest obstacles?
Trade barriers, tariff and non-tariff. We have high tariff rates around the world, and in places where there's not that high of tariffs, we're facing phytosanitary barriers or GMO blockages and things like that that we're always trying to work through.
Well, it sounds like some exciting opportunities are coming up, though.
That certainly is. You know, Europe is taking another look at genetically modified organisms. Now, with the shortages that we're seeing, they're taking another look at maybe using our corn for feed use. That they mm-hmm. haven't done that in a long, long time.
Well, exciting times at the Grains Council. We always appreciate you visiting with us.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. Go Pokes.